Now, welcome to the midday for a Tuesday. I'm Norman Gilliland. For the next few minutes, we have a guest, kind of like, Halley's Comet. Mike Leckrone turns up at the same time of year for good reason, because it's the time, April, for the annual varsity band concert at the Cole Center. Quite the extravaganza, and they're giving, as they have done of late, three performances on April 20th, 21st, and 22nd, 7 p.m. at the Cole Center. And, of course, there are various things that people associate with that. But before we get into the grand entrance, you've gone through some changes lately.
Yeah, not particularly because I wanted to, but because the doctor says this has to happen. I had to have double bypass surgery not too long ago, about 8 weeks ago, and it was something that I don't recommend for people unless you want to stay alive. and then I recommend it highly. It's a tough road. I had great doctors, great people who served me in rehab, and so I feel very good at this point. But it was one of those things that they just kind of tapped me on the shoulder and said, "You're not going to do any band things for a few weeks."
Well, and it's pretty intense too. Your occupation. I mean, marshaling all those young forces, and of course the conducting and all the arranging and all the travel.
Yeah, there's a physical, and I guess you'd say a mental part of it that if you don't take care of yourself, it's going to take its toll. And so I'm glad that they got me in time.
Now, over the course of the year, how many years have you been doing this varsity band concert?
Well, the varsity band concert this year is 34 years old, so we've been doing it for a long time. We're anxious to get this one out just because of all the circumstances.
Sure. Well, of course, it's become famous for the grand entrance of the conductor, Mr. Michael Leckrone. And I know you don't want to tip your hand too much, but how's that going?
Well, it's going well. I've obviously, because of the physical problems I've had, to temper it a little bit. I can't be quite as extravagant as I can. But that sometimes leads to creativity, and you get some people who say, "Well, we can't do this. What can we do that will be spectacular?" So I think we're going to try to combine the two. Maybe not as spectacular as before, but certainly new.
So what are some of those spectacles? I mean, have you been shot from a cannon yet?
That's the one thing I haven't. I had a terrible joke say that I'm not the right caliber person to do that. But
you could be fired, though.
That's right. But, well, we've done such things as we've obviously dangled from the scoreboard in the center of the Cole Center, dropped down. We've walked a wire. I really didn't walk it. It just appeared that I walked it, but I was balanced. I think the most dangerous one that I ever did was many years ago at the field house. I jumped off the third balcony of the field house into a fire pole and without any net, without any safety, and slid down. Now, I wouldn't do that today for anything.
I wouldn't have done it yesterday.
But when you're young, you do foolish things like that.
Well, let's just look back, and I know you have quite a selection of CDs to the credit of the varsity band, and they're all available, as we were talking about earlier, on the website, but we have a couple of them that take us back. This is from a concert from April 21st, 2001, so almost exactly 16 years ago, and on that occasion, you had at least 11 things that came off of the CD, and if I remember correctly, you introduce this one yourself from the field, from somewhere around the middle of the Cole Center. Would it? No, it wouldn't have been back then, would it? 2001.
Yes, that would actually. We are 20 years in the Cole Center this season, so that time flies.
All right, it may sound like an outdoor concert, but it's in the Cole Center.
It's in the Cole Center.
We're going to start off with a tune, an old Latin American tune by a Cuban named Ernesto Lecuona. And Stan Ken got a hold of it. This is a tune called Malagueña. We'll be right back.
There you go. I want to call it from the 50-yard line of the Kohl Center.
That's good. I like that.
Pretty big facility there for the Varsity Band concerts. And it was interesting that you mentioned just now, Mike, that you actually were the Varsity Band first group to play in the Overture Center.
In the Overture Center. Yeah. We played an afternoon concert before John Demain came in there with the Madison Symphony, and it was fun. It was the right kind of audience, and everybody was in sort of a festive mood, and we enjoyed it a lot.
Well, I'm sure everybody's going to enjoy this these concerts coming up too on the 20th, 21st, and 22nd of the Kohl Center, 7 p.m. the annual Varsity Band concert, and how many people in this band? How many of each instrument? Is there even time to delineate all of that?
Well, I could give you a rough breakdown. The total number is about 280 is what you're going to see on stage. So it's not a chamber music group.
I hope that's enough.
you'll be able to hear us all right. But, of that, there'll be probably about 28 tubas on stage at one point. We have about 100, close to 100 trumpets, 60 trombones, 25 clarinets. That gives you a rough idea of what you're going to be hearing.
That's like what they used to call a monster concert. Yeah. You have like dozens of everything.
Right.
You'd be well suited for playing Berlioz, I would think. But you have, on the other hand, you have done some arrangements, you, Mike Lecrone, of Wagner, and this is on one of your earlier CDs, too. How did you approach the arrangement for this piece?
Well, the one interesting, I think, about what I tried to do with the Wagner is to not change it too much, just to give you the basic melodic lines. So that, and there's some wonderful contrapuntal lines in the Wagner. So basically, I just made it as simple as possible. I mean, that's due to the fact that we are a very large group, and sometimes you get an individual line can get lost,
sure,
more or less in the shuffle. So we kept it very simple, but the lines themselves, just take care of the music. You don't have to do too much arranging if you're doing Wagner.
Well, here it is in Elsa's Procession from Lohengrin. I forgot that little twist at the end that you kind of a signature that you put on there.
I can't escape on Wisconsin.
So it seemed. And that's the, you're saying, the traditional finale now for your varsity band.
At the end, after we've done all of the showbiz things and all of the things, that has become sort of an anthem for the band to play as the signal that's the end. It's our final gasp, so to speak.
Where are you in the recruitment cycle?
Well, we haven't really started it yet, except obviously there's a certain amount of student interest in what's going on campus.
Sure.
But we start to what we would call our main recruiting. About as soon as the concert's over, we'll start getting out the mailers and getting out the information. And it's not long till the freshmen will start to come back in again. It's a terrific cycle. It happens very fast every year.
Whole new crop. Well, thanks for stopping by. I'm Mike Lecron. I know you have a packed schedule today, and of course, lots of things to do every day. And it's I'm hoping it won't be another year before.
I hope so too. I hope so. It's always fun.